Indigo Girls' Pendulum Swinger, live in our bureau in New York. If you'd like to join the conversation, give us a phone call, 800-989-8255, 800-989-8255. Email is talk@npr.org. And Amy Ray, let me ask you, that song is the first cut on your CD that came out last fall, and it seems so topical. It seems so set in last year and the year before, yet it also seems to describe timeless things.
Yeah, I mean, well, we started with it because we felt like that way about it. We felt that it was really topical for the time, but also sort of timeless. But Emily wrote it, so you can answer to it, Emily.
Emily?
Oh, it's kind of a purging. You know, it's it takes on patriarchy in the church and the Bush administration under the guise of a pop song, so... I had a lot of fun with that, just getting a bunch of stuff off my chest and strumming my guitar at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Now, you guys both write, obviously, but you don't share writing credits. A lot of people who have been together a lot shorter time than you do go the other way. How come?
Well, we just feel like we really go into our separate spaces to write, and the songs are really specific to ourselves. And so... And it becomes an Indigo Girl song, you know, once we arrange it. But we like to give ourselves that space as individuals to create. And I think it's what keeps us together for so long as well, you know, because we really have our chance to be individuals as well as together.
Mm-hmm. Emily, when you find yourself writing a song, are you writing for Amy's voice as well as yours?
I'm really not. I write a song about something I've been thinking about. You know, I pick up a guitar, find a chord progression. I sort of have this collective pool of thoughts I've been gathering and draw from that. But I'm not really thinking about the construction of the song based on Amy's voice or even how it's going to be received or anything like that. I'm just thinking about what it is I want to write about.
All right, let's get some listeners in on the conversation. We'll begin with Tay. Tay's calling us from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hi, good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Hi, I wanted to... off, thank both of you for your music and to especially thank both of you for being out. My question is, you both seem to be so encouragingly attached to your activism, and I'm wondering how on earth you find time for all of that.
Okay, we had a little difficulty with the audio on Tay's phone, but basically you're both deeply involved in activism, and given everything else you do, how do you find time for all of that?
Well, I think it's just something that we've been activists for a very, very long time, even when we were a bar band in Atlanta. Early on, found out how, you know, relatively easy it was to organize the community around a common cause and how music really fueled the love behind that and how it was galvanizing for people. And we just, over the years, through networking, have learned a paradigm for grassroots activism. And, you know, the activism informs our music and our music informs the activism and deepens our lives and augments us, and so we find time for it just because it's where our hearts lie. And fortunately for us, we've been able to marry our music and our activism without any issues at all, and it's been a great ride.
Tay, thanks very much for the call, and apologize for the quality of the phone line. Let's see if we can get another caller in. This is Douglas with us from San Antonio, Texas.
Howdy. Osmond, how do you pronounce that, and where did you get that song? Was that a real person?
Yeah, it's Ozeline, or sometimes she would say Ozlin.
Ozlin.
Yeah, depending on, it's my grandma's name.
Wow.
I wrote it for her, actually, when she was...
Fun song.
Yeah, cool.
Okay, your album cover, the little girl with the knife, I gave my kid a little miniature buck knife. I ground all the edge and the point off, but I sure got in out of trouble for that. What is she doing? Planting seed or what?
I think she's carving.
I think she's whittling a stick.
Yeah, she's whittling a stick.
Okay, where did you get the name Indigo Girls?
We needed a name, and so we went through the dictionary and looked for words that struck us, and that was one. It was a long time ago, you know, we were like 20 years old, I guess.
Douglas, thanks very much.
Thank you,
Doug.
You mentioned you were a bar band back in the Atlantic area and the Atlanta area. You both grew up in Decatur, Georgia. You went to the same grammar school, the same high school, and later on, eventually, to the same college. You've known each other, I guess, pretty much all your lives.
Yeah, since we were about 10.
How do you stand each other?
We spend time apart. As Amy was saying, with regards to the writing, we have very strong individual lives. Amy has her own independent record label. I own a restaurant. She's made her own solo records. I've written a book with my dad. You know, we have projects, creative projects outside of Indigo Girls. and she lives out in the country and I live in the city, and so we have a lot of differences in individuality, and then so when it's time to come and be Indigo Girls again, we always look forward to it and we always enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Did you start out, Amy, as I read that you started out as a cover band playing in bars?
Yeah, we were in high school, so, you know, the songs that we accessed first were cover songs, and we played sort of we call it the Fern Bar Circuit. It's like where every guitar player has to play for a while, and we played cover songs for tips and open mic nights, and then slowly started working originals in and then playing at original music clubs.
So this was like, what, the James Taylor songbook, that sort of thing?
Yeah, James Taylor and, you know, and Neil Young, and we tried to work in some obscure songs, and we would do, you know, like a obscure Dire Straits song or something like that. But mm-hmm. It's a standard set of songs that every bar guitar player knows.
And you still do from time to time. It's not all that long ago you did, for example, All Along the Watchtower, Bob Dylan's great tune.
Yeah, well, we threw some good ones in there like that.
And now you must find your stuff being covered by bands in bars from time to time.
We hear that it is.
We hear it's covered. And we haven't come across it yet in person, but it's probably for the best.
And sooner or later, I'm sure they're going to pay royalties on it. I'm sure they will.
We don't care.
We don't care.
We're talking today with the Indigo Girls. They're with us from our bureau in New York. If you'd like to join the conversation, 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK, email talk@npr.org. More music and more phone calls after we get back from a break. I'm Neil Conan. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. King of night vision, king of insight. How long till my soul can see right? Till we reach the heavens. How long till my soul can see right? Till we reach the heavens. How long? This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. Today, the Indigo Girls, Amy Ray and Emily Saliers, with us from our bureau in New York. If you'd like to sample a couple of cuts from their most recent CD, you can go to our website at npr.org/talk. But don't do that now, because they're going to be performing live for us here in just a minute or two. If you have questions for them about their music, their politics, give us a call, 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK. Email is talk@npr.org. Let's get a caller in, and then we'll get another song. And this is Jessica. Jessica's with us from Flint, Michigan.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jessica.
Hey, Jessica.
I don't have a question for you, but I just want to tell you two things. One, you know, I'm 33 years old. I've listened to you guys ever since, you know, I started college, and my taste in music has changed drastically over the years, but the one thing that has stayed constant is I can always pop in an Indigo Girls CD and just rock out and feel great, and I just have so much admiration for you guys, and I've never lost my taste for your music, because you guys, you're just phenomenal. Everything, you know, everything from your music to your lyrics to your voices. I love your voices and your songs. And I just want to tell you a quick story. A while ago, years and years ago, I broke up with my boyfriend one day, and I was just crushed and happened to have tickets for your concert that night at Pine Knob and, you know, near Detroit. And third row tickets, and it was the best concert I ever went to, and I just got so much empowerment just being there that night and listening to you guys, and I left the concert a totally different, you know, in a completely different mindset, a different person, and I've been to a lot of concerts, and yours was the best I've ever been to. You guys do such a great job.
Thanks, Jessica.
Thanks. That's really cool.
For sharing that. That's cool.
And see if you can get a job as a critic for Rolling Stone. Or...
Yeah, really. We could use you.
I'm not passionate about a whole lot, but I love your music and just keep on doing it, because there are people out there like me who really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Jessica.
Thanks a lot.
Say, how about another tune?
All right.
Sure.
Here's a song called Yield.